Hey fam, so I have a question for you. I'm wondering if you've ever heard of Swedish death cleaning. I'm sure most of you have, and I promise you, for those of you that haven't, it's not as morbid as it sounds. So in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the life-changing philosophy with my guest, Kara Davis. Whether you're going through this process personally or you're taking your clients through it, we're gonna discover how it can bring clarity and purpose to your belongings, help make organizing a lifestyle habit, which we all know is so important, and we're gonna help prepare for the future with grace. And be sure to stay tuned for a very heartfelt story from Kara that beautifully illustrates the profound impact that this gentle art had on not just her life, but also the lives of her clients. So I encourage you to stick around and let's get into it. Hey, hey, speaker fam, welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Please do me a favor, take out your device and tap the subscribe button. If you're not a member of the speaker fam, I want you to be one. It would be my honor to have you on board. And as you get value out of today's video, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to give us a thumbs up and tap the notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you've been hanging out with us for a while, you love all the free content we offer and you want to say thank you, well then you're in luck because I have a way that you can donate to the channel in any amount where we'd be so grateful for your support. I'll be sure to leave that donation link down in the description of the video in the podcast show notes, and that will help us continue to bring you the highest quality content we possibly can. Now, if you're brand new to all of this and you've got a ton of questions, the best place to get those answered is in my free Facebook group, the I Speak Organizers Professional Home Organizers Network. I'm going to leave the link to that also down in the description of the video in the podcast show notes. Every single day, new people are joining and they are ready to jump in and support you on your journey, whether you're an organizing enthusiast or considering starting your own business. Oh, and I almost forgot this one. If you're an Apple Podcast user, please leave us a rave 5-star review to help the channel grow and reach more amazing folks just like you.
The main mission here at I Speak Organized is to give you the best quality tools and resources to level up your business and have a truly successful 6- or 7-figure business that doesn't suck away all of your time. So if you're brand new to all of this and it seems very overwhelming, you don't really know where to start, you have come to the right place. I am your go-to gal for all things pro organizing business. If you're afraid that you aren't enough, like you don't have enough experience or you don't really have the goods to bring to the table to charge what other people charge or whatever story you happen to be telling yourself, I am here to help you understand that you can be exceptional with the right tools and training. So in just a few minutes, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how I can help you with that. But in the meantime, let's get into this juicy interview. All right, speaker fam. Please join me in welcoming our beautiful, lovely, wonderful guest. This is Kara Davis. She is the owner of the Get Organized Nevada Experience. I'm assuming you're based in Nevada. Are you in Las Vegas or close by or Reno?
We're actually in Vegas. Yes.
In Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming to chat with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
Oh, you're so sweet. Let's dive right in. Because we're talking about, I gotta be honest with you, we're talking about Swedish death cleaning today. This is not an organizing philosophy that I am well versed in. So when you applied to speak on the show and you wanted to talk about this, it was a shoo-in. So, because I'm so curious, I love learning new things. So I want you to school us up, tell us all about it. So before we get into that, do you have anything that you want to share in terms of what inspired you to delve into the concept of Swedish death cleaning and how has it kind of influenced your approach to organizing and decluttering?
So it really started because a client or a potential client called all of a sudden and she was excited and she was asking, hey, do you offer Swedish death cleaning? And mind you, I had a think to myself, I was like, what is Swedish death cleaning for one? And I offered to just do a little more research first. And I dove in and it started with this. This is the book that really started it all for a lot of people. And this is by Margareta Magnusson. She's the one that really brought it to the mainstream for everyone. And in this book, it's about how it could be gentle, right? It doesn't have to be so harsh of a process. We're not telling our clients to get rid of everything that they own.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
I know we're going to talk a little bit more about the ins and outs of it. And so that is something that you have gone on to incorporate in a lot of your organizing. Has it influenced the way that you run your business and your sessions with your clients?
It's definitely changed the approach. So the way that it has changed is just like when you go to the gym for a trainer, you are not expecting to lift 500 or, you know, 100 pounds at once. It's like a muscle. You have to work it over time, just like a gym. So in the course of Swedish Death Cleaning, it could range from a year process to 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's a very long process. So it is not overwhelming for the person involved or the family that are involved in it too.
Awesome. Yeah, that's an important distinction to make. It's a process that is very long and involved. So a client that wants a quick fix, grand transformation all at once, probably not going to be the type of person that would be into Swedish Death Cleaning, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Somebody that really wants to take their time and make organizing and decluttering a lifestyle habit rather than a quick fix solution might really benefit from this. Do you agree?
I agree completely. Awesome. It is a lot different.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. A lot of my clients would feel overwhelmed by the amount of time that it would take. But I think in order to really become truly organized and change your life, something like this might really do the trick. So let's talk a little bit more about the key principles of Swedish Death Cleaning. For some reason, when I hear that the title of this organizing process, it makes me think of like a death metal band. It sounds very harsh and intense, So
yeah.
How does this differ from traditional organizing methods? And what is it like? What are the basic principles to just let us know for somebody who doesn't really know much about it?
Yes, let me walk you through the process. So, of course, a client has to be very committed and, of course, involved in the process to begin with. And to get them involved with that is the teaching. So the teaching of Swedish Death Cleaning is that, of course, it takes time. And the purpose of Swedish Death Cleaning is that you are making a purpose per each item that you own. So, of course, unfortunately, we're not immortal. We do have an expiration date, per se. And with that, we can't bring everything with us, unfortunately. If we had graves that were the size of everything that we own, they will take up so much space. So with this process, it is similar of just going and decluttering first and just going through each item one at a time. If there is a specific item that they want to set aside for a family member or friend, we notate, okay, this is going to be for Cynthia, or, we are making sure that it goes specifically to that person, and we create boxes specifically for families even. So say it's, it could be aunts, it could be even your cousins, especially if a client does not have any children to give the items to. We also figure out what charities that they want to donate to as well.
Awesome. Yeah. So it can extend into your community, and it really kind of, I like this idea because it really taps into the spirit of generosity in the organizing process, which honestly, in many cases, for people who have a lot of mental and emotional blocks with letting items go, that can be the key that makes all the difference. So I like how that definitely is woven into the Swedish Death Cleaning method. So then how can the Swedish Death Cleaning process help people not just declutter their physical space, but also bring clarity and focus to their lives? Because like I mentioned before, and what I'm sure you'll explain, is that it really isn't just decluttering and organizing of physical stuff. It really translates and bleeds into the rest of your life. So how does this help people through that transformation?
Sure. Actually, is that right if I back up a little bit for personal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So personally, so as my mom was nearing the end of her life, my dad and I were appointed we had to figure out how we were going to go through her items. And of course, my mom was in the process, like this is very near the end. So it was asking her like one-on-one, hey, we have this jewelry. Where do you want it to go? You know, of course, she was like, I want you to have the jewelry. I want you to have these china dishes. So specifically, she made those specifications for us, but everything else, there was no specifications before or after she had passed. We had to create a system together. So I want to say that's also part of the background to this, is that I had that experience. And it's actually been very helpful for the healing process for myself and my father. Mm-hmm. Was that before
you became an organizing professional and utilized this technique, or was that after, or when did that kind of happen?
This is actually before. This is before I knew the calling of organization. Mm-hmm. And sometimes certain things in your life, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to take that away and that might be safe for later. And, you know, having that experience of going through the grieving process of my mom, and I feel like it better equipped me to be very sensitive and understanding and patient for mm-hmm. clients that are also going through their loved ones' belongings.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a unique experience that not everybody has. And you're right. Sometimes you turn your messes into messages. It's not exactly the right phrase for that. But
I love that.
Yeah, to take, that's a Tony Robbins original. But yeah, so being able to take sort of the grief and the pain and the negative aspects of humanity and all of the challenges that we face just being alive, you know, it everybody kind of goes through all of these different challenges and storms throughout life. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to have the opportunity to take that and turn it into a positive that then mm-hmm. affects other people. Because how nice is it that you have personal experience that your clients can directly relate to? And how much more do they trust you because they know that you actually understand what they're going through? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very beautiful thing. I'm sorry for your loss, of course, but it is a beautiful thing to be able to pass that on with your clients.
Yes, thank you. And yes, building that trust is super important, especially because we're going in there and we see things that the rest of their family will never see, possibly.
Right. Oh, yeah. Professional organizers. I talk to people about this all the time. We see the insides of drawers and the backs of closets, under the bed, inside boxes, places that other people definitely, definitely never see. They've probably barely seen it, you know. So it's a really interesting profession, and it does require quite a bit of care and delicacy, emotionally, especially because we're sort of like unqualified therapists in many different ways, because we uncover a lot of different things. So I could see how in that process that it brings a lot of clarity and focus to the lives of the people going through the process of talking through their things. But I imagine that it also is very impactful for the family members alongside them as well, because it kind of gives you a bit of a blueprint, a plan moving forward, maybe makes the grieving process a little bit less hard. Or how do you feel that that has affected your clients?
Absolutely. So part of the process is, and this is totally up to the client, we could go either pathway. They could do an individual session with just us. They could invite family members in this process. And why this is important is because, hey, I have this china set and I want to give it to you. Would you want to take it now? Or do you want to just wait for, you know, my passing? And majority of the time, if you are so open with your family members and, hey, I have this belonging and it's important to me, but I want to make sure it will be important to you. Otherwise, I could figure out another solution for this. So another process of this is that we do get family involved in it as well. Mm-hmm. So if they choose to.
Gotcha.
I want to offer you a golden opportunity, one that I wish I had when I first started my organizing business. I want to invite you to book a one-on-one Zoom consult or a coaching series with me to get all of your burning questions answered. No gatekeeping here. My goal is to empower you to kick fear to the curb and start your organizing venture with confidence. Discover how to find clients, set prices, structure services, sell without that annoying feeling, improve your website, handle products, create seamless processes, tackle tough client situations, and so much more. You're going to need to act fast because my calendar fills up. So visit the link in the description or the podcast show notes to book your call today. I can't wait to speak organized with you. And if you need those important forms for onboarding your clients, including the essential client agreement, I've got you covered. Save weeks of design with my Pro Organizer Forms Pack. You can choose from Starter or Premium, and they're customizable templates in a free Canva account. Just edit the text to fit your needs and add your branding touches. Use the code YTPRO8 for an exclusive discount at checkout. Get ready to ask and receive those 5-star reviews that will boost your ranking on Google. And if social media seems daunting and makes you want to pull your hair out, then I invite you to join my class. Master a year's worth of content in 1 hour and post consistently with just 2 days of work monthly for real, and learn what really attracts clients. Use my code ISOSOCIAL5 for $5 off. And don't wait. Find all of these goodies down in the description or the podcast show notes. I am here to guide you. Ready to take the leap?
So just to recap and kind of summarize, the basic premise so far is to give each item that you own a purpose. And that includes a purpose in the future so that it can be passed down, repurposed, donated, whatever. And you're kind of making that decision before it's too late, essentially. Is that kind of what I'm picking up on?
Absolutely. It actually empowers the client to make these decisions. And the other part of that is, of course, you know, we're not saying that they're going to be dying in, you know, months. This is like your process, you know, years of process and prepping. So that's part of it too.
So you can pretty much engage in the Swedish death cleaning process at any point in time in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can be in your 30s, you could be in your 20s. So I guess the misconception of that is that, hey, I have to be in my 60s and plus. No, that's not the case, because over time, even over a course of 1 year, the amount of stuff we get as gifts or even by shopping, or, you know, maybe replacing old items in that aspect, we just gain so much stuff. So still being able to find purpose of what we own is still part of Swedish death cleaning.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And you lead me directly into our next question. We're going to talk a little bit about common misconceptions. So obviously one of them, the big one, being that you have to be in your twilight years to start to, you know, look at your life and evaluate the past, and, you know, your best years are behind you, or whatever story you happen to be telling yourself in that moment to embark on this type of journey. Are there any other misconceptions about Swedish death cleaning that we can address and how you kind of work through them?
Yes. So I would say the one of the biggest misconceptions is just the name. It can be scary if you just see it. So it's really a gentle art. So what that means is that it has to, I mean, end of life. We are all going to die. However, it's a process of being thought out of. You have to have thoughts of, okay, this is what I want to execute in this process. This is what I want to get done today. So that today could look like 3 months from now. That could be a year from now. It's just the biggest misconception is that a lot of people think that it has to be done right now. And you have to make choices and big decisions right away. That's not the case. It's over time. And it's also about, you know, planning, this is prepping. This is not, I guess that's the biggest misconception, is that it needs to be right away, but that's not the case. It has to be over time.
Yeah, hence the gentle aspect of it and the time necessary to live in that and absorb the more organized lifestyle. Yeah, I've had many clients over the years that I worked with for many years that were not ready to let go of certain things until we had been in year 3, 4+,
where absolutely
some circumstance finally occurred or some light bulb went off or what have you, where they were finally ready. They had the permission they needed to finally let go of that old wedding dress or the photo in the back of their closet or whatever it happens to be. Sometimes it needs to be a lifelong process that you eventually come to terms with certain items before you're ready to let them go. So I like that that is definitely obviously incorporated in this. So let's move on to our next point here. I want to hear, because obviously, and I love asking all organizers this question, because of the nature of our work, the fact that, like we said earlier, you're seeing behind the curtain that many people are not able to see. So we encounter a lot of different types of people, scenarios, experience, and so on and so forth. So can you share a memorable experience or maybe a success story about Swedish Jet Cleaning and how it has made a significant impact on a client's life?
Sure. I have one specific client in mind for this. So that we call her Aunt Debbie, and she is such a delight. So in the beginning of the process, she moved in with her family members, and her family members were like, okay, you have a small area, so you have to figure out what you're going to be placing and keeping. What are you going to be donating? So instead of being all scared, she went full force in the process, and she's like, okay, we'll work at this pace. We'll start at the garage. We'll go into we call it the Harry Potter closet, you know? And so we worked with her timeline in the sense of that. And I've gone over to this place 20 times. Mm-hmm. So, and we're almost to the end of the decluttering process with her. Mm-hmm. But the success is that she is also able to do things on her own. And then she's like, hey, this is the homework that you gave me. And guess what? I did this, plus I did this. And they're like, oh, dang. You know, just like seeing somebody taking the initiative, that's where, as a professional organizer, I would say that's where the success is. You don't need me to be here holding your hand throughout the whole process, that you can do it on your own.
Absolutely. I think that's beautiful. And you act as more of a guide and a coach through the process and an accountability partner. And from a business standpoint, since I am a business coach, I also want to point out for everybody watching and listening that you mentioned you've been to this woman's house 20 times so far, and there's still work to be done. So this is a retainer client. This is somebody that you have coming back over and over again. It's somebody who's enthusiastic about the process, that has a lot of work to be done because it is a slower, more involved process that requires that constant attention and accountability and support. You know, they're still doing work on their own. It sounds like kind of like the perfect client for a lot of people, especially those just starting out. Maybe you're a solo organizer working on your own. This would be a great specialty niche, if you want to call it that, something that you that book up and really dive into the nitty-gritty aspects of it and market yourself as, you know, a Swedish death cleaning enthusiast or expert or what have you. So, yeah, I think that's awesome. And Aunt Debbie sounds like a dream client.
Yes, and she's amazing. Every single time I get off the phone with her, my partner and my fiance, he's like, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, she's so sweet, because she is, you know. So I think that as professional organizers, we give, but we also receive so much by helping. Mm-hmm. So much.
Absolutely. Yeah. The servant's heart is definitely one of the best rewards about this job, is to make that impact in your community in a major way. And I love this. So, you know, obviously, I feel like this is something that everybody should be doing. Everyone should be evaluating their belongings and really taking time with them and figuring out what deserves to take up space in their homes. I, as a decluttering expert, I talk about this all the time. I speak about it. I am constantly in my clients' ears over it, and, you know, to the point of eye rolling and whatever else. But I think the reason why is because it's obviously on the minus, you know, there's obviously pros and cons, pluses and minuses. On the minus side of this, it's probably a very emotional process. A lot of people are very overwhelmed by the thought of diving into something that they have neglected for a very long time. A lot of people who call professional organizers have gotten to the point of overwhelm. They have avoided, they have pushed it aside. It's gotten to the point where they can't handle it anymore. So how would you recommend people start Swedish Death Cleaning if they're in that place, if they're really feeling overwhelmed and emotional? Is it something that they can pick up and do on their own? Is it really best if you have a professional with you? Or how do you recommend just getting started in this process?
I would definitely recommend having somebody or a professional that is unbiased on the item. I mean, it's a lot easier to organize other people or, you know, declutter items that are not ours, of course. We don't have any emotional attachment. However, when a client is expressing any type of overwhelm, I will stop the session and be like, okay, so it seems like you need to process this a little bit longer. I'm going to give you 5 to 15 minutes of time to go through this. I could stay in the room with you. I could work on something else, but it seems that you need this time to really, you know, process this feelings that you're having. Yeah. And it could be something as simple as a stuffed frog. Speaking from experience from that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's an important distinction. And I think it's a stigma that I feel is important to break without breaking confidentiality of any clients in particular. We do have clients that we work with who have panic attacks, or they'll disassociate and they'll need to leave the room. They feel like they're going to faint. They feel very violated. This is not an easy process for a lot of folks, and it does require you to have a strong emotional foundation in order to support those people through those moments, because it is so common for that to happen. And I just want to voice that and put that out there to kind of break the stigma about it a little bit, because I don't want clients to feel like they need to exist in this state of shame and guilt, like they need to hide those emotions from us. But I also wanted to mention that too, from the organizer's standpoint, that if you're going to be doing this for people, you need to make sure that you can support them through the process and know that you can handle those emotions when they come up, because they are so frequent, especially with a very involved organizing philosophy like this.
Exactly. Well, the other part of it is when somebody is doing a very good job, just saying, hey, you're doing a wonderful job, that makes a difference. And I see the motivation level just come right back up of where it first started, because you'll see a level of up and down throughout the session. I would recommend a 2 to 3 hour at the most, because it can get emotional. And any of the items that have that significance or emotional attachment, I tell them to please, well, we'll put it on the side, and you can either go through that on your own, because my time is valuable to you in the sense of you're paying me to be here. I want to use that valuable time wisely.
Right. Yeah. Attack the low hanging fruit first, where you can make those decisions a little bit more quickly, and then they can, in private or at another time, tackle the heavier stuff later. Yeah, I think that's great. So basically, just to recap, short sessions 2 to 3 hours. That's very interesting and important to note. And to make sure that you have an unbiased party available to help you make higher quality decisions. I feel like that's super important as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You got it.
Awesome.
100%. Okay.
Great. Yeah. It's nice. It's cool to have a term to put towards what a lot of organizers are kind of already doing. I definitely will make sure to link down to the book in the description of the video on the podcast show notes. I think this would be a really good read because it's important to know how to market what we do, especially in terms of decluttering. Decluttering is, it's such a like, I don't know, functional term, I guess. And so something that to have a name to it, a brand to it, can make it a little bit more palatable. It can make it a bit more interesting. It can make it something that might get a client that really needs to engage in the decluttering and downsizing process to actually go for it if it's branded as something like Swedish Death Cleaning. So I'm curious, I added this last question in here before we wrap up for today.
Yes.
Is this something, we've talked a lot about physical belongings, and obviously younger generations, you're obviously much younger than me.
Millennials. It's only appearance. No. I'm actually very close to your age, actually.
I'm so young. Oh my goodness. we can share that afterwards off camera. So for those of us who are millennials, Gen Z, moving forward, a lot of our lives exist digitally. And so I imagine that some of our clients, especially moving forward, will have a lot of digital clutter. Is this something that you feel like can translate to organizing digital clutter?
This is definitely something that can be translated, or definitely part of it. And the reason why for that is we all get subscriptions. We get subscriptions to everything. You go to a store and, I'll subscribe. So another thing that I wanted to mention is that over time, I feel like our emails just grab so many different subscriptions. So it's not that we don't want to support businesses. However, just spending 5 minutes a day and just going through those subscriptions that are not meeting our needs or wants. So 5 minutes a day, what that equals per year is 30 hours. So that's like a full day that every year you just set a timer of 5 minutes. I'll just go and unsubscribe to anything that is not serving me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's not to say that you can't go and resubscribe if it becomes a part of, you know, something you need at some point. But I do that every single week just to take a few minutes to, I like to call it inbox zero. So I have my Gmail account just absolutely tricked out. I know all of the different shorthand keys, like I can just delete everything with just a tap of a button and archive things and whatever else, because you're right, there's so many people and so many things vying for our attention all the time. And you join one group, or you know, you buy one item online from an Instagram post, and suddenly you're getting 13 emails from them a day, and that can be very overwhelming very quickly. So that's a good point of how to use this principle in a way that supports our digital well-being as well. So Kira, just to wrap up, I want to thank you again for coming on the show today, and give us a rundown of how we can find you. There may be somebody listening to this. I often will recommend these podcast episodes to clients because they're very helpful. This could be one you could recommend to your clients. So where do we find you? I know you're in Nevada, so just give us the whole rundown.
Yes. So I would say, I'm at the Container Store all the time, but physically. But the other place that you could find us is Get Organized Nevada on Instagram. That is probably the easiest or fastest way. And that has all of our contact information. It has pictures and videos of what we do as well.
Awesome.
So that's probably the best place.
Awesome. I'll make sure that all that information is linked down below in the description in the podcast show notes. Kira, thank you again so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And anybody that's listening, if they also are interested in learning more, we are here to also support. Say you want to be a Swedish deck cleaner, we are here to support you too.
All right, fam, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us at the Speak Organized podcast. I hope you got tons of value out of today's episode. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't done so already so you can come hang out with us every single week. If you have not gotten on my calendar for a coaching call yet, go snag a spot before they're all gone. I don't want you to wait for weeks and weeks to get those burning questions answered with high-level strategy. I'm here to help. Comment down below if you have any questions. And beyond that, I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.